All right, my name is Heather Gray, and I am the chair of the PMB Programming Committee, and I'm so pleased that we're having our meeting again tonight. I'm going to call the roll. I think we do have quorum here. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Rachel Barr.
Here.
Jim Dingman.
Here.
Fred Dodsworth, I think, is not here, right? Heather Gray, I'm here.
Fred is quit. Fred is quit.
Okay, thank you. Donna Grimes.
Present.
Wonderful. Zuri Rudeau.
Here.
Good. There's some others who are missing, but I won't worry about reading their names right now, but we do have quorum, so thank you, everyone. What I'd like to do is to, I hope you all, did everybody see the agenda? I sent it out a few times. Did you see it?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. So what I'd like to start with is us considering our programming committee doing something special on political prisoners in the United States on October the 4th. And the reason this was my motion, actually, or my idea for this committee meeting tonight, is that October the 4th is the birthday of Imam Jamil El-Amin, who's been in prison now for 20 years, accused of a crime that someone else admitted to doing, actually, the killing of an Atlanta policeman. So, but in any case, we have a group here in Atlanta that's been involved with Jamil's case for quite a while. And I brought this up about us having a special program or special events or whatever on October the 4th around Jamil's case. But I thought it would be great if we just make this for all political prisoners in the United States. So what I would appreciate, and I've already been asked by the affiliates to do a program or do an interview about Jamil on October the 4th for the Sprouts program. So I'll be doing that with Wendell Paris, who used to work with Jamil actually in the South in the 1960s. There's just a remarkable history there. So I'd like other people's opinion about this and how we could do this, how we could make it a national program. So does anybody have any ideas that they'd like to share about that?
A point of information?
Yes.
Could you tell for the stream, not everybody knows who that person's Muslim name is attached to. Could you just identify?
Yes, he was formerly the H-Rat Brown.
Thank you.
Renowned for his work all over the country, actually, in the South. So, yes, H-Rat Brown. He is now Jamil El-Amin. So any ideas on what we could do to make this a national program and contacting other Pacifica stations? And I'll be working more to outreach to the affiliates as well. But ideas, please, anybody.
So I have a couple of ideas. If it should be national. I don't know if the stations would do it all at the same time. I guess that's up to...
Recording in progress.
Go ahead.
I guess that's up to... how the PD of each station, if they have a PD, decides when. But there's also a program on BAI. It's called What's Happening. It's on Wednesday evenings from 8 to 9 o'clock, and they deal with that issue amongst others. So what I'm going to suggest is that I will take it upon myself to contact them and let them know that you're planning this as a national program, because they can, give a lot of information and be very involved in this if they, so I think that as much as we can, each station needs to have it connected to, hopefully there's a show on each station that is connected to this issue.
Wonderful. Okay, thanks. Would you send me information about that program as well, Rachel? Would you?
That's Heather, right?
Yes, yeah. That's Heather. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. All right, Zuri, go for it.
So my thought was, I just put something in the chat, which is a list of very famous political prisoners right now, American political prisoners. And I think they should also include people that are actually not on U.S. soil right now, including, of course, Assange and Snowden. But of course you have Reality Winner, you have Chelsea Manning, you have Jeffrey Sterling, you have like a lot of other people, Abu Jamal, of course. And so I wanted to know how far or wide you wanted to take this, or if this is just about your local people there, since it's a national program, I think this could be a good idea. Since we right now are in a phase where you've probably seen what, even in California, there is laws right now that if you even criticize a doctor, you might be called like a danger to the national government, to the state government. And so more and more legislation goes in that direction to really stop any kind of free speech. And so I think journalists getting locked up left and right and whistleblowers. And I think it's a general, very good topic to bring up right now. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that, Siri. So, all right, Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I'm just wondering, how does this work? I mean, in terms of, you know, I can't speak for the station exactly. I can propose this idea, but how is this going to take shape?
That's what we need to talk about.
Okay.
Do you have ideas along that line?
I mean, I would have to propose this to the, program director.
Okay. All right.
What other things she has planned?
But okay.
Coming so up pretty we'll quickly.
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
October 4th is the date, correct?
October the 4th, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was just wondering how others may handle it at their stations.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen. Thank you.
Well, I'm thinking about when we had the strategic planning committee meet with all the PDs and proposed a fundraising day to help the archives in July. I think, when did we do that? June, July, I forget when we did that. And while I think that the uppermost issue with this should be content, not pitching for money, I think that there's a pretty rich dispersion with Assange, with you know, all these different people. We just had that raid on the group in St. Louis and in Tampa, and all that. And I think that there are different layers that one could put into this, you know, hour segments, if you will, from each of the different stations, and then broader themes to unite the questions, like Assange, for example. I mean, we got a lot of people interested in these issues throughout the United States. So I know it'd be tough to call a meeting to get all the different GMs and PDs in to do this. But if you recall, when we had that meeting back then, we did discuss the necessity to experiment again with fundraising. And frankly, it might be an opportunity to do that on the national level again with this kind of content. So it's not going to be tied into recycled and used many times premiums from the National Archives. So that's another aspect to throw in the mix with this, you know, to call a meeting and bring all of them in and then say, okay, what do you guys think?
Sounds good. So Grace, go ahead. Aziri, you had your hand up, right? You already made your comment? Okay. Grace, go ahead. No, you're muted. Sorry. Grace, you're muted.
Okay, here we go. Sorry. Yeah, I think that the first thing that should happen is a press release gets sent out and give the availability of speakers, you know, who should be interviewed by different hosts. You could be the contact person. And just like a regular press release, send it to the Pacifica stations, including the program directors and particular hosts. I mean, you know, there are certain hosts that might pick this up and want to do an interview themselves. Then you're going to do an interview. So that would be the first thing, is to write an actual press release with the speaker's availability and then get it distributed. Inside Pacifica, you might want to do it outside Pacifica as well. Then after that, you will do the interview yourself. So I assume it's going to be a one-hour show, and you might want to edit it so that you can offer people 5-minute segments, 10-minute segments, a certain variety of segments of the interview that other hosts can edit into their own shows or put on the news. You know, you might want to just also have one that's 3 minutes long. That would be in a news show. So if you could do that and then distribute that and see if it can get picked up. And the other thing is make sure that you get clips on social media, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever. Especially put the interview as a whole, the entire interview up on YouTube. But also I think that segments, and of course distribute it to the affiliates as well. So first press release, then your own interview, and then segments of the interview, and put your own interview on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and other social media. So that would be my suggestion.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. All right. So, Rachel, you had your hand up again?
Yeah, regarding what Siri, did I say your name properly? Okay. You know, there's different types, if you will, of political prisoners in this country. And I think that if it's going to be one programming that's national, aired at different times for each station, that if that's the way it's going to be, as opposed to, I mean, the way I see it, there's three different groups of political prisoners in the United, in as far as I see it. It's political prisoners who are still incarcerated from being Black Panthers. And then there are like the kind, I call them freedom of speech political prisoners. That would include Assange and, Reality. And then, you know, there's like a subgroup, because there's an organization very active in New York City that's working very hard to get elderly prisoners out. And they happen to be political prisoners, but, they're like a subgroup because they're elderly, and we're trying to get them out because they present no harm to anybody, and they need, care, and they're not getting any care in prisons. And, an organization in New York City that one of our producers who's been on the air for over 50 years, who started the Fortune Society, they just got a brand new building for elderly people coming out of prison so that they can receive any kind of medical care or elderly care that they need. So I would think of producing this program as having the prisoners, political prisoners, in two or three separate categories. That's it. I'm done.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Okay. So, Jim.
Well, I like the idea of reaching out to Ursula and the affiliates program. That's an interesting buy-in on their part, because you never know who out there in the affiliates is interested in these kind of topics. I also think the question of political prisoners, I mean, in stretching its definition, I would consider this whole issue of immigrants that's been going on now for the past couple of years, because they're big political footballs. And there's ways to broaden it. I mean, yes, I do think it should be focused in on these visible political prisoners from the 60s and 70s, et cetera, the Snowden issue, Assange, et cetera, should be thrown in the mix. And then one never knows what one could discover with the kind of repression going on in social media right now. But that additional added impact of that question to throw in the mix, I think, is important, because indeed, you have all this, I mean, look at these kids who are basically, quote, incarcerated as a result of migrating to the United States. And then if we threw it through the Strategic Planning Committee to get these folks motivated to actually cooperate, then, of course, the balls placed in the GM's and PD's court. Now, in reality, in my opinion, we'll probably get a good cooperation between New York and Washington. I don't know about Texas, probably Los Angeles, because they need programming anyway. I mean, I'm pretty sure that would be a interesting supplement to what's going on down in LA. And then KPFA is another question mark in my mind, how they're going to respond to this. But I think that if we sort of push this through and then say, hey, you know, like, let's have light level fundraising and figure out how that money's going to be deployed. Obviously, we have a lot of bills to pay. I think that could be sold as a worthwhile, brand distinctive kind of defining, kind of event, which, Pacifica should always exploit that nature of the brand that's different than any other media organization. And, I think that a lot could be mounted in this direction to do. And others should definitely be mobilized to participate.
All right. Great. Well, thanks. So, Grace, is your hand still up, or did you want to say anything else?
Sorry, I had to unmute. The only thing I wanted to say is you might want to contact Ifeah Wangaza, who's an affiliate director from a station in South Carolina, and she's done a lot of work with political prisoners. And she was a, you know, an affiliate director at one time. I don't know if you have a relationship with her, but this would be her bailiwick. But I think that if you send a, getting back to the press release idea, if you send us all a press release, you know, kind of whatever you want, an announcement, however you want to state it, we could then email that to shows in our signal areas that might want to pick it up, you know, interview, if anyone's available, interview them, have hosts interview them directly, or take part of your interview. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that, and so that would be, but the first thing would be for you to send an email with all the information to each one of us on the committee so that we can forward it easily to other people. I see that you did a tremendous amount of work. There's a lot of research about these two political prisoners in particular, and I think that's excellent. That gives a lot of background to any host who would want to do an interview or take part of your interview. That's all.
Okay, thanks, Grace. So, I mean, my question to everyone also is that we would have to develop a list, right? So where do we get the list? In contacting with a lot of people around the country and in various Pacifica stations. But anyway, just think about that. I'd like comments about that. But Ziri, go ahead.
Thank you. So I think the logistical ideas that Grace has are very good, you know, to do this with a press release and spread it around pretty wide, also with the affiliates and everything and on social media. I have a question about content now in this program. So is the idea more to...
Is what, sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So is the idea more to create individual stories and more like personal interest stories almost, or is the underlying idea to talk specifically about the increasing censorship and the usage of political prisoners, obviously as a political deterrent for free speech, you know, and framing these people, and that the end of any kind of real, let's say, judicial system is here at visible, because I think it depends very much if you make this more into a political debate about if we have any kind of real justice in this government, if the laws are actually still working for everybody equally, blah, 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 if free speech and all our simple rights are still guaranteed or have ever been for that matter. Or if it's more about a personal story of the drama of being treated unfairly or stuff like this, what would be your idea of how you would weigh that? Thanks.
All right. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, everybody. I was calling Wally James. He was trying to get in and having some issues. So thank you, Zira. I'm going to listen to your comments and so forth. So thank you. Rachel, you have another comment you want to make?
Yeah. So I'm looking at a website right now. It is Prison Radio Project, and I know the person who started this work many years ago. But I'm trying to find her name. Because I see in front of me the list of all of these political prisoners, but I know I'm not finding her name. But if I find it before we end, I'll put it in the chat. So she would be an excellent source, and I can get in touch with her and get some assistance from her too.
Okay, wonderful. All right. Oh, here's Bruce. Okay, so Jim, you had a comment you wanted to make?
We'll let Donna go ahead of me.
Donna, go ahead.
Okay, yes. So Heather, your proposal is that you would produce a program and the other stations would buy into that, correct?
We're just exploring what we want to do. As far as producing a program is concerned, when I was mentioning this to Ursula to see if the affiliates be interested also in participating in a nationwide program about political prisoners, she was. So she knows about my work with Jamil El Amin. Just so you all know, the former H-Rat Brown, Ed Brown, who was his older brother, was a dear friend of mine, and he passed a few years ago. So before he died, he said to me, Heather, you need to do what you can for my brother. So I, of course, have. And I know Jamil's son, his wife, and we do have this group here in Atlanta, right? So if you all will bear with me for a moment, I wanted to mention that after he was accused of killing this policeman and somebody else, as I said, Otis Jackson admitted to the killing, but he was sent to the prison, one of the prisons in South Georgia, okay? And the authorities in South Georgia put him in isolation in this prison, and they put him next to the leading white supremacist who was also in isolation, actually, in that prison. I think they thought this white guy could intimidate Jamil. Well, what happened is that this white fella became Muslim. So it was the reverse. It was Jamil who influenced him. And the Muslim inmates in South Georgia wanted to make Jamil the imam for all of the Muslim inmates in the state of Georgia. And he was just too influential for the state of Georgia to handle, actually. I think that's why they sent him to Arizona. But that's enough about that. I just wanted to share some of that with you. Siri, did you have another comment you wanted to make?
Well, yeah, I had actually, while you were on the phone, ask you a question, so I guess I have to ask that question again.
My apology.
No, it's okay. It was specifically the way how you were weighting this program. Was that about more the whole idea of, you know, censorship and clamping down on the population as a result of, you know, us no longer having any basic civil rights in our countries? Or is it more about the personal stories of these prisoners? Because what you tell us about Jamal was more about his personal history and story. So what would be your personal interest in what is the real focus on this program you want to make there? Thank you.
Well, I'm just, you know, I think that's, well, when I'm thinking about Jamil El Amin, I mean, he was treated unfairly. We had the conviction integrity unit looking at his case again here in Georgia.
Yeah.
But there's just so much to do with that, and I'm sure that's the case with so many other political prisoners, actually. I'm going to ask, so who's that? Bruce?
Okay.
Could you please mute yourself there? I don't know, does that make play, that makes sense, Siri? To a degree?
No, I still don't understand if you want to make this into a political program about, how free speech or our general basic rights are in danger and how these people are being intimidated as a deterrence for all of us to shut up and sit down. Or is it more about personal portraits of these prisoners?
Well, I think that's something the group needs to decide, not me. So what do you think should be done, Siri?
Well, I think, of course, that both in a good mix would be best, because I do think that the underlying issue is the important one, but these stories and their portraits will definitely enlighten and pull everybody in to have compassion for that and fear that we might be next or anybody might be next if we don't do something for the general, you know, reestablishment of some kind of basic rights for us.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, thank you for that. So, Jim, comment?
Well, I think you incorporate all those different features. I would think that what we need to get out of this is a motion to take up to the PNB, and then we got to move fast because there's we're talking about something 2 to 3 weeks away.
Exactly.
And we need to bring people here who want to cooperate and work on it into the mix. You know, there's all these opportunities. I mean, I know there'll be all this BS and all the different stations depending on who's doing what and when. But if we pass this at the PNB, basically saying this is a good idea, let's do it. And then, you know, maybe have a meeting like we did the last time with all those folks, get their buy-in. Then say we want to do it, period. And then of course, include everything in here. I mean, Siri makes some good points. I think that should be part of it. It should be pretty broad stroke, in terms of, you know, you can focus in on these, Panthers and others who got incarcerated in the 60s and 70s and all those folks. And then you can deal with these questions that Siri raises, which are, all take us into different directions, but at the same time are focused in on what's the sense, who legitimates what people do is right and wrong, that kind of thing. But I think you should incorporate everything. You should come out of this meeting with a motion. Then we can pass it and then send it up to the board and then start moving from there.
Well, let me ask, is there anyone in the meeting tonight who would like to, Zero, you entered the waiting room. I have something like you entered the waiting room. I'm going to admit her. All right. Is there anyone in the group who would like to write a motion?
Heather?
Yeah.
With all due respect to Jim, I don't think a motion is necessary. I think that the original idea was Heather's idea. It's basically a one-shot deal, and anybody can – Heather is going to produce this this program for her affiliate station. Heather has a program on an affiliate station in Atlanta. So we can inform the PNB, and we can send out information about how stations can air Heather's interview or possibly interview these two political prisoners. But we don't, there's no permission needed for that. Just informing the PNB would be a good idea, but there's no formal motion needed as far as I can tell. The other thing, one other quick thing is that we really should contact the people from COVID, Race, and Democracy, which I heard one of their shows on a few days ago, so that's still being aired. And I'm sure they would love to pick up part of your interview. Maybe not a whole hour, but a segment, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. So that's a way to get it distributed to at least 4 stations. I think the person to contact with that would be Polina Vasiliev at KPFK. I think she's probably still doing the editing. So, and I'm sure that Katia sit at WPFW would be very interested. And I think that Linda at WBAI would be interested. So I don't think it's a hard sell. Heather?
I apologize. I keep getting calls from people. So that sounds great, Grace. I don't think it's a hard sell either. So, so Jim, did you have something else you wanted to say? Jim?
He's muted.
Yeah. Jim, your hand is still up. Were you going to say something else? All right, Rachel, you had something else?
Yeah, I wanted to say two quick things. In regard to what Zuri just said about rights and all that stuff, to me, you know, my upbringing
is very, very different than most people my age and my skin color. And, no matter why someone is in jail, the personal is the political. So whether it's because, you're Reality Winner or Assange, or Black Panther, it's because you stated that you don't agree with the politics of this country. And I just learned earlier today, trying to not listen to all this ridiculous coverage about the Queen's death, a guy in England was arrested because he wrote on a piece of paper something against the King, because now it's the King. And the police found this and took him in. So I think, you know, things are, you know, people are starting to talk about how racist the monarchy is. And I think that's going to be the next thing that's going to happen in that country. But I also wanted to say I emailed the PD of BAI about this project that we're talking about, just so you know that I contacted her. I'm going to put my hand.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Okay. So Grace, your hand is still up. Were you? You had another comment you wanted to make?
Well, I can make a comment on what Siri had to say. I think that the free speech issue is a hot issue. I think if this were a program, I think Siri might be thinking that we're considering an ongoing program, a once-a-week program. But I don't think that that's your idea, Heather, that your idea is more to immediately and get, make sure that the information from these two political prisoners is gotten out broadly as a one-shot thing. I think, the free speech issue is a very hot issue now on the left and the right. It's very controversial. A lot of people are interested in it. So I think it should be picked up in programming, but I think that that's beyond the scope of this. I think your intention regarding interviewing these particular political prisoners. Of course, if the show has a lot of legs and becomes a regular show, then yes, of course, the broader free speech issues should be approached and explored in depth.
Well, thanks for that, Grace. Just so everybody knows, yes, I was thinking that, you know, on October the 4th, we could have this nationwide program about political prisoners. But if it spurs some interest in making it broader, we'll just explore that as well. But yes, I was just thinking about this one day. But okay, so Ziri, did you have some comments?
Yes, actually. So, Grace, I didn't think about a weekly program or something. I thought to include this into the one program because it gives very important background on why this is a current affair issue. Because as you so rightly said, free speech is a huge hot button issue and shouldn't be. This should be something that we all agree on in some way. And if you look at the new legislation that's all over Europe, especially UK, what you said earlier, you can get arrested for disagreeing with the government. I mean, it's really, this is something that's here more and more. And of course, COVID made the whole free speech issue a big topic also. So I think it's important to at least go over some of the basics, because if journalism is dead, and I mean, we obviously try to be advocates for open journalism, you know, then we really have a totalitarian system. So I think it's pretty important to include that. Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you, Ziri. Jim, you had comment? Your hand is up. Jim? No, okay. So, Donna, you had a comment?
Yes, Jim said something about a fundraiser, and I don't think this should be tied to fundraising, but that's one thing. And then I'm thinking as we talk, you know, we're talking expansively, this seems to be more than a, excuse me, a one-hour program. What we're talking about, I mean, it just, I'm not thinking weekly, I'm just saying even, is it a day of commemoration? Are there opportunities for each station to develop their own? They may have their own relationships with people who are political prisoners. I don't know. Are you asking us to buy into whatever it is that you produce?
Well, I mean, if we could expand this and there's an interest in doing more actually to assist political prisoners, I think that'd be great. But I just brought this up because I thought maybe this is just a start of something that might become broader, which I think would be absolutely wonderful. But in any case, I think what we need to focus on right now is there seems to be a lot of interest in this. If we do something on October the 4th, and then we'll see where this leads. Does that make sense, Donna?
Yes, I think so. And what's the significance of October the 4th? You might have said it before, but I didn't.
Well, okay. So my work has been, a lot of my focus on political prisoners actually has been Jamil El Amin, and his birthday is on October the 4th. Okay. So that's why we thought we'd do something on October the 4th.
Okay.
We've talked about it here in Atlanta with the group working on his case, but I thought, heck, we all agreed that if we could make this national, it would be good about Jamil and all these many other political prisoners. So, so who else wanted to speak? I've still got three hands up here. I don't know if that's up there, if it's inadvertent or Jim, did you want to say something? And Grace, are you finished?
Yes, I'm finished.
Okay, thanks. Ziri, you had something else you wanted to say? Ziri?
No, thank you.
Okay, so where do we go from here? So what I'm going to do is listen to all these comments and write up something. What I'd like to do is, I was planning on us having another programming committee meeting in 2 weeks, but I'd like to have it next week if possible. I hope that's good with everyone. I'm going to take a look at the KPFTX schedule and see if we could do that, because this October the 4th is coming soon. And in the meantime, I'm planning on sending out quite a bit based on the discussion we've had tonight about this. I hope that's good with folks. So is that okay?
Good.
All right, I'd like to move on and to have this discussion about Grace's proposal on a national news program, which is also somewhat related to this, actually. So, Grace, how would you like to do this? Should we read the comment? I was going to try to put some here. How would you like to proceed with this?
Sure. That sounds good. Let me see if I can get it on the agenda. Oh, yeah. So I just wrote up a little thing for Heather, basically. Do you want me to read it? Do you want to read it? Or it's in the agenda.
Okay, so I'll read it, and then you talk about it, okay? So, okay, as a member of the National Program Committee, I put forward an idea for consideration. This plan came from the strong desire voiced by a member of the committee members, as well as stakeholders at KPFK and other stations, to have a strong national news program. Knowing the financial and staff limitations, I suggested a way to begin the process of restoring national news coverage. The plan I suggest is simple. Each station unit, archives and affiliates, would provide 7 minutes per week of excellent news to a coordinator who would piece these offerings together to create something that would be aired at all 5 stations and put on audio port. All the work and coordination would be done by volunteers. If one station or unit opts out, the extra time could be reapportioned. There might be a few minutes left over, which could theoretically be used to broadcast a CFO or ED report, which could be taken from PNB or National Finance Committee's meetings. I'm sorry, National Finance Committee meetings. What are the pluses of this approach and what are the minuses? The most important plus is that it could be done without causing either a financial or staff burden. The main minus is that it would not include breaking or very timely news coverage, as I don't think this is feasible without staff and a considerable budget. So this becomes more like a public affairs type magazine concept with interesting, relatively short segments that hopefully would acquaint all of us with the mores, personality, and happenings of our 5 signal areas, our affiliates, and our past through the archives. I personally would not exclude music and arts coverage, as this would add richness and breadth. The programming committee might want to scrap the idea above or change it. If it wants to move forward, the next step would be to recruit a volunteer coordinator, a good audio editor, and people from all 7 units to feed content to the coordinator. The easy part is coming up with the idea. The hard part is finding people to implement it. All right, Grace, go ahead.
Okay, well, I think I pretty much said it all. It's a matter of finding somebody competent to be the coordinator. I mean, COVID Race and Democracy is being put together by volunteers, and I think the main coordinator for that effort has been Polina Vasiliev, who's done a lot of the grunt work to coordinate and to do the editing. I'm not positive that that's the case because I'm not really involved in that effort. This would be kind of a similar effort. I don't know who might have the time and ability to do the work involved with this. So I'm just throwing it out to the rest of you. If you think the idea is stupid, that's fine too. I'm not wedded to it as an idea.
Okay, wonderful. So
I can hear other people's comments. And this in no way interferes or is in competition with Ziri's own project, which I think is very laudable. And I hope she progresses with it at KPFK.
Okay. So Jim's hand is still up. I don't know if he's in the meeting. Okay, Rachel, go ahead.
So I think it's a really good idea. As I've been encouraging the management at BAI to do for a year now, and I got an LSB in December, I've been encouraging them to call out to the listeners to volunteer for whatever, you know, they need assistance with, because we have a lot of very skilled listeners out in our listening, I'd say the near listening community. I'm not, you know, we're online, so we have people listening from Africa, but, you know, I'm talking about people who live close by. And people could help out remotely as well as in station. So in terms of getting a volunteer to do this, you know, if someone made a PSA, I would even record it and call out for listeners to do this. My question is though, how often, if this is a 7-minute news shot or program or whatever you want to call it, how often would you want it to be aired? Like during the day or during the week? Did you have any idea of how many times you wanted it to be aired per whatever?
It would be a once it would start with 1 hour a week, a one hour a week show that hopefully would be aired by 5 stations or 4 stations.
But didn't you say 7 minutes?
Okay. The concept is for each station or each unit to provide 7 minutes of content each.
Okay.
And then a coordinator to piece it together. That way we would have like, you know, a snapshot of what's happening across the country at our, viewed through our different stations, and then the affiliates could add something in the archives. Something like, you know, let's say that, KPFT interviews a very special singer in the venue that they like at KPFT, you know, and yeah. It's a great interview. Well, they would send 7 minutes of that interview to the coordinator, and they would add to that maybe a really interesting local news story at WPFW, whatever that station wants to put forward. So it'd be that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I know that BAI, it's inconsistent, but when it happens, it's great. Someone from DC does like a 5-minute news report before the next program goes on. And I mean, I'm in New York, but it's really, really good for 5 minutes. You know, the 5 minutes that it is. I mean, I would like to see it get longer, but that's not, you know, of course, up to me. I'm just saying the quality of it is excellent. Yeah.
That's great to hear. Thank you.
Ziri, you have comments?
Yes. So I think it's also a very good idea, especially if we could put it on the weekend, because we, for example, at KPFK, my news program is making, I hope, good progress, and we already recorded part of it, and we will have it all mixed by Paulina, hopefully like the beginning of next week, and then send it to the, you know, the GM. And so I think if we have only 7 minutes per station and we have 5 stations, we obviously have 35 minutes only. So I don't know if we should make these segments either longer or have multiple stories. And I also don't understand, Grace, if you want, I thought you wanted this domestic news, meaning like something that is actually relevant for national, or do you mean local news that might be interesting outside our station area? Thank you.
Either or both. And here it is. There are 7 units. There are 5 stations. Plus, we have the affiliate network, and we have the archives.
Okay.
So if you multiply 7 times 7, you get 49, right? And it could be 8 minutes each. That would be 7 times 8 is 56 minutes. That's cutting it a little close. So, you know, however many, if one of, but anyway, the idea would be for a really interesting 7 minutes sent from each station and unit, because we'd get 7 minutes from the affiliate network through Ursula, who's the affiliates director, and get 7 minutes from the archives. Maybe we have an old, a Bob Dylan interview from 1955 or something like that, or something from, whatever, you know, some interesting tidbit of information. Let's say the Stonewall, happenings in New York that are in the Pacifica archives. Whatever the archives wants to put forward, maybe there's an anniversary or something, and they can find something in the archives that's really pertinent to like Hiroshima Day or to Thanksgiving or whatever. And that would be 7 minutes from the archives. But it's 7 units, so be offerings from each of the 7 units. And you might want to add the national office if Stephanie... the national office would be, Otis is in the national office. He could maybe, decide on something, some offering from the national office as well. That would be an 8th, unit, we could call it. I hope that this makes sense and everybody's clear on the idea.
So what day are we thinking about actually?
I think that we need to put it together first. And then it's not going to be that time restrictive. In other words, it has to be a little bit more evergreen than breaking news. In other words, breaking news is very difficult. You know, somebody, there's a mass shooting, and breaking news is you're going to cover it 5 minutes after the mass shooting or within an hour of the action happening. That's not going to be feasible within Pacifica at this time. We just don't have the resources, the financial or staff resources to do up to the minute breaking news. So this would have to be a little bit more magazine style, a little bit more evergreen. Like it would have to have a shelf life of at least a week. And then once it's produced, it can be put in any slot that any of the stations want to put it in. And then it would be placed on audio port so that the affiliates could air it as well. The affiliates might be interested in airing it. And then as a whole show, it would be put up, it should be put up on YouTube and on Facebook and Twitter and all those places, at least a link. But on YouTube, we should definitely have a YouTube channel, and these shows should go up on YouTube. I hope that COVID Race and Democracy is regularly being posted on YouTube. I would assume it is. I haven't checked, but I would assume.
Good question. I don't know that either. Yeah.
Okay.
So, so Grace, wonderful. So, all right. So my question is, is there any opposition to this on the group? No. So everybody seems to be in favor of it, moving forward on this. Is that right?
I like the idea. Yes, this is Donna. I like the idea. This hasn't gone to the PNB yet. Is that right?
No. It's not gone to the PNB. The question is, so do we need to take this to the PNB?
No.
Proposal? Maybe we don't have to do that? Yeah. Okay.
It would need to have people who want to do it. You know?
Okay. So how could we move forward on that then? How do we do that? How do we identify people?
Okay. Well, I think we should throw it up. What do people think?
Ziri, your hand's up.
So, like I said, I think this would be a natural thing for the news programs that are already looking at stories that are relevant. And so I've been in my quest to develop a local KPFK team, also talk to all the or most of the different stations and their news departments, and we're developing a Dropbox system, you know, where we share, and this would be a very similar thing. I think we would hook up the different news departments of all the stations, and they would contribute this, obviously. So I, at least from KPFK side, if we get this going, I would be very interested in, you know, contributing these 7 or 8 minutes or whatever you guys want. And so I spoke to somebody at KP at New York. They also sounded interested in that. And so, I think there would definitely be enough people in these 5 stations who wanted to do this. What I don't know is who could edit it, you know, and who could assemble, I mean, do the sound design and everything. So that I don't know.
Yeah. How do we find? Does anybody have ideas on that? Who could do the editing? Any ideas from anyone? Is that something we need? It's great. Grace, you're coming on. Is that something we need to explore? So how do we do that? We need to talk to all people in all the various stations or something? How do we do that? How do we find somebody for doing the editing, Grace?
I guess we talk to people and see who we think. So there needs to be a coordinator and an editor, I think, to make this work. The coordinator would make sure that content is gotten from each station. And there has to be some trust. I mean, this is like 7 minutes each week that would essentially represent the station in some way. So there should be some buy-in from the station management, hopefully. But, you know, members of this committee could ensure that that could happen. But a coordinator needs to put it all together and work in conjunction with an editor who would also work to, it's conceivable that a coordinator and editor could be the same person, but that's a lot of work for one person.
Right.
So I would say that, we have to look around, you know, talk to people and see who might want to be a coordinator and editor for, you know, 2 separate tasks.
Okay,
and editors are hard to come by, you know, good audio editors, but.
Right, that's true.
It's out there.
Right. Ziri, you say you have contacts in various stations, is that correct? Yeah. You think would be
exactly
good for this?
So I would be interested in talking, since I'm talking to the different news editors of the different stations anyway, I could ask, you know, and see who would be interested. I think also it would be good to have the editor also to be the host, you know, because in a funny way, you need to connect these totally different pieces that have, you know, and have maybe a few words in between to say. I don't know if we can find a host for that who can also edit, but I think the program would definitely have a lot better quality if there's a host to connect these topics and, you know, so that they're assembled in a good way.
Well, I see, Rachel, your hand is up, but hold on just a moment here. So what I'm thinking, Ziri, you're muted now. I don't know. Could you? Ziri, are you there? I know you're there.
Yeah, I'm also. Yeah,
so if you could possibly share some of those contacts maybe with me, I'd appreciate that. And we'll have a discussion about that. But I think if people have some ideas about someone who could serve as a host of this somewhere within the Pacifica network, that would be wonderful. If you have those ideas, if you could share that as well. You don't have to do it tonight, but it'd be great if you could somehow during the week either send it to me or send it to the group, whatever, some ideas of someone who could serve as that host.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so.
Keep my job. Sorry. I'm so busy with so much other things, so I cannot take this on as well. I just said this would be my idea, is I can talk to the different, you know, station people I talked to already, but regarding hosts, I don't know. I have to find people from my news program first.
No, I understand. I no problem. No problem. I understand that. Absolutely. But you do have the names of some people who would be interested, you think, in just doing the local station news, right? That's what you're saying, Ziri, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking with them to, you know, because we want to do some domestic and international news kind of shared stuff for some daily program. And so it would make sense to talk to the same people to assemble the best off for the week. So I think generally it's a very good idea. And so I, when I talk to them, I will bring that up and ask them. But I just don't want to be responsible for also finding a host.
Oh, no, 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 of course not. No, I understand, yeah. So, Rachel, your hand is up.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if all the stations make an announcement and ask for listeners to volunteer to do, you know, putting this program together and editing it, you know, there's a lot of retired people who have skills in radio, and, you know, I'm about to do the same myself. And, you know, people when they retire or young people who have the skills are looking to do things like this because it gives them more experience, which looks really good on a resume. So I really, really believe in listeners. And I think that, I don't know about the other stations, but I think that BAI needs to reach out to listeners more because we have a lot of things that we have to do to get money. And, I don't think the management is feeling comfortable, if you will, reaching out to them, but I'm going to do it on their behalf. So I'm suggesting that if we reach out to the listeners in our respective stations, we could get an editor, you know, someone to pull this news program together. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So I think Jim is on, I think he's on a couple of meetings here. So. But one of the things Jim was saying when we were talking about doing this event on October the 4th was to have one of our larger gatherings of Pacifica folks that we did a few months back, you know, on our programming committee. We could do something similar like that, Grace, actually, where we bring this up and have some ideas from the various stations, other ideas from the various stations about this. And maybe identify someone who could take the lead in that, from that meeting. Does that make sense? Grace, I see you're shaking your head, but I don't know. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay, so I'd like to do that actually. And I'll talk with Jim about us organizing that because I think he was the one who primarily contacted them before. Mm-hmm. So, but the group agrees with us moving forward on this, so I think. I have seen no opposition to it whatsoever. So it's a great idea, Grace. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I don't know what else we have to discuss this evening. Does anybody else have something they'd like to discuss before we adjourn tonight? I can't believe it. It's just been an hour, I know. But we've had some good content tonight, I think.
It's been a contentful hour.
Yeah. Yes. We have a lot of work to do, that's for sure.
That's good. That's okay. That's okay. Work is important and it's good.
All right. Yeah. Any other comments from anyone?
No, thank you, Heather. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. So I think what we might try to do actually, rather than waiting until 2 weeks from now, I'm going to see if we can have a programming committee next week. Also I'm going to talk with Jim about having it. That might be where we have this larger meeting. I don't know, but I do want to talk about at this larger meeting, the October 4th event as well. So it'll be a couple of things that we want to discuss. All right, everybody. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Stay safe. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Recording.